heard of from Finn Paneer, who... Pox felt a wave of anger, the first in months. May it please you, sir, she said in her best elven, but I would not have you think me an eavesdropper later. He stared at her. My pardon, lady, for the discourtesy. I didn't know you were learned in our language.
She knows more than that, said the Quokkan, and I assure you that she is quite strong enough for your woods work.
He and the elf stared at each other. Pox could feel the battle of wills. The elf seemed to glow with his intensity. The Quokkan grew more and more solid like a tree. At last, the elf shook his head.
The power of the Quokkani is from the roots of the world.
It sounded like a quote. The elf turned to Pox. Lady, the rangers are in need of aid. If indeed you seek such employment and have the skills of warfare, we would be glad to have your assistance. Pox looked at the Quokkan. His face was closed. She felt shut out of his warmth, into darkness. She thought of the things he'd said, and sighed. If he turned her out...
I would be glad to aid the true elves, she said carefully, in any good enterprise.
She shot a quick glance at the Quokkan. His eyes were alight, though his face showed no expression. The elf nodded.
Very well. I leave at dusk, unless you require more rest, if you are weak.
Pox felt fine. No, I'd like to eat first.
Of course, and pack your things, no doubt.
I have none. She thought of her pack, cloak, and clothes, but did not even glance toward the Quokkan. The elf raised his eyebrows. She stared back at him in silence.
And where, Master Okalo, shall we eat?
The elf asked.
Oh, at the inn, I think.
He was watching Pox. She could feel the weight of his eyes. She swallowed and braced herself for that ordeal. But in fact, it was no ordeal. No one seemed to notice her on the street, though several people glanced sideways at the elf. At the Jolly Potboy, the elf and the Quokkan argued briefly and quietly over who would pay, and the elf finally won. She kept her eyes on the table at first, concentrating on the good food, but finally looked around. The inn was not crowded, as it would be later, but she saw one or two familiar faces. Mal leaned on the wall as usual, with a tankard at his elbow. Hebbenford's mother in the corner knitted on another scarf. Severy darted through on her way outside. She had grown two fingers at least, since Pox had seen her. But no one seemed to recognize Pox, and she relaxed. She listened to the talk, the clatter of dishes, so loud after the Quokkan's grove, but it didn't frighten her as it had. She almost wished someone would call her by name. Almost. The Quokkan ordered tarts for dessert. The elf leaned back in his seat and glanced around the room. Pox watched him covertly. He was a half-head taller than she, with dark hair and sea-green eyes. The leather tunic he wore over shirt and trousers had dark wear marks at shoulder and waist. Pox decided these were from sword belt and bow. He caught her looking at him and smiled.
May I ask, lady, where you learned our language?
I was honored with the instruction of a true elf from the southern mountains. If he knew she came from Finn Paneer, he would know that already.
You speak it well for a human. Most are too hasty to take time for it.
Poxenarian, though a human warrior, knows the folly of haste, said the Quokkan.
Pox looked at him, and he smiled at her, lifting his mug of ale.
That is a wonder, said the elf.